Greg Ruberg, Lakeview Clinic CEO, who has been a regular on the station, is back to give us a little bit of a COVID update. Thank you so much for being with us, Greg.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm sure you've been busy this morning already. This is not your first event of the morning, but you're making time to be with us. We got a few things to talk about. Let's start with boosters. We hear a lot about boosters these days. Tell us what you know.
Yeah, so we've been doing booster shots for the Pfizer vaccine now for a couple of weeks at Lakeview, and those are going well. You know, demand is certainly less than it was during the initial rollout for vaccine, but we're still getting a strong interest. So we'll continue with those boosters for Pfizer. We're still waiting for really CDC and MDH approval to move to Moderna and J&J boosters. And if you've seen the news recently, there's some data that's coming out saying that you really can mix and match your booster shot. So if you had Moderna before, you might be able to get a Pfizer booster and vice versa. So we're just waiting for some clear guidance on that, and then we'll proceed with that booster plan according to CDC and state guidance.
All right. Sounds pretty straightforward. Tell us a little bit about the Pfizer vaccine and children. There's new information about that too, I believe.
Yeah, this is another evolving situation, and I would say this is probably the number one topic related to vaccine over the past maybe week or two. So we all know that the Pfizer vaccine was approved for 12+, and we did roll that out, you know, quite some time ago, and that went well. Now the interest is in really Pfizer vaccine for the 5 to 11-year-old group, and so that data has been submitted to the FDA. There's committee meetings taking place now and over the next couple of weeks. And what we understand at this point is that, at least for Pfizer, the dose will be about one-third of the adult dose. It will still be a two-series vaccination, just like the other Moderna and Pfizer. And we expect sometime, you know, maybe the first or second week of November that this will be rolled out. It sounds like there's been plenty of vaccine ordered by the federal government to cover the country, and we're just trying to get a handle on, you know, what percentage of that age group will be vaccinated. There's some different studies nationally that we've been following just, you know, as we plan and prepare for Lake County.
Yeah. Do you have any comments, Greg, for listeners that might be, I mean, in general, we know that children remain sort of less prone to hospital or serious COVID, and just the whole element of a vaccine that's relatively untried in the long term. Do you just have anything to say about that? I mean, I know there's a lot of discussion that we don't have time to get into here, but there's certainly a lot of discussion about it.
Yeah, there is, and there's a lot of, you know, emotion and different opinions on this topic, just like all of the vaccine. But, you know, early on in the pandemic, as you and I have talked many, many times, we felt good probably a year ago thinking that COVID really didn't have a big impact on young kids. So there were some studies that came out that said, don't, you know, there's really no concern with young kids. Really focus on the older adults, and that's where the mortality and hospitalizations were happening. It appears that all of that changed with the Delta variant. Over the past probably 2 or 3 months, we've been seeing a lot more kids ending up in the hospital, ICU, and some pretty significant cases of COVID and some deaths of young kids as well. And it's really hard to sort all that out. You know, typically here in Lake County, we're not seeing that because the kids, you know, if we're treating a kid for COVID, you know, they've overall done fairly well. But what happens, what we're hearing across the state, like in the children's hospitals in the Twin Cities and St. Paul and even in Duluth, that there are more and more kids ending up in the hospital and some kids in the ICU from this. So it certainly has shifted. And I don't know that I could answer, is it from the Delta variant or is there other reasons? It's hard to say. But, you know, what we've been told from the medical experts that we follow and the science around this is that vaccination for kids is going to be, you know, quite important. So the concern around the long-term studies, of course, is the same concerns that really were out there for the adults. But, you know, the data is being reviewed by the FDA and kind of, you know, leading scientists and experts across the country. So, you know, I would expect 30 to 40, maybe hopefully higher, percent of that age group will be vaccinated early on. There are always people that will wait until a certain mass have gone through. Then they'll say, okay, now it's time for me to have my kid vaccinated. So, you know, we know that if you look at the Minnehaha, for example, a month or so ago, we know that the Delta variant is highly transmissible and it was spreading, you know, through teachers and staff, and that's stabilized now. But again, vaccination should help that along with the mask measures they put in.
All right, and let's talk a little bit about this 14-day case rate. Can you interpret some numbers for us?
Yeah, so this was you know, interesting and concerning about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We were seeing the 14-day case rate takes a look at the last 14 days. It calculates the number of total positive cases reported, and then it adjusts for population. So the case rate goes, you know, per 100,000. So Lake County, we've got about 10,600 or so people. So we always just adjust based on that population number. You know, we got up into the 90s about 2 weeks ago, which was very, very concerning. I mean, that's a significantly high case rate. And then last week it dropped down into the 80s, and then this week it dropped down into the 60s. So this is exactly what we were hoping never to go that high, but we did. And once you get that high, you hope that it starts to kind of trail off or come back down. And I think it's just always hard to know. I mean, we were at 60, I believe it was 62 yesterday. And so, you know, a significant improvement from mid-90s. So we want to make sure that continues to decline, and that just, it helps all of us, from schools to workforce to hospitalizations and medical care and all of that. So, you know, we have trailed the state data, but more importantly, the national data, anywhere from about 6 to 8 weeks, it feels like that we, nationally when it peaks, we're about 6 to 8 weeks behind that, we'll peak and then we'll start coming back down. And that's been pretty much the case throughout the entire pandemic, give or take a week or two, I suppose.
Hmm. So we kind of are watching it happen with a little more knowledge of probably what's going to happen, or maybe even hopefully what's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Right.
Yeah. What can you tell us about, I had another question for you, but I can't quite read my own writing, about demand?
Yeah. You know, this is a question, we get this question a lot, just medical demand. We're getting people asking, they're seeing the national news, they're reading the Duluth News Tribune and Star Tribune, and this is the hot topic still, and it probably has been the hot topic in the medical side for about a month. So we are seeing just incredible demand for medical care, inpatient beds across the state and across the country. So, for example, over the weekend and early this week, Lakeview was nearly full. Every bed was taken. We're doubling patients up now, so we're doing rapid testing to ensure they're COVID negative. We're putting two people in a room. We had not done that since the start of the pandemic for obvious reasons. We feel now, with vaccination rates being high across the county, we have enough rapid testing to support this strategy, and really we have no other options. So if we were keeping people in a single room and other people needed hospitalization, there weren't any beds regionally that we could easily put them in. So, you know, we've made changes to really ramp up, and our staff have done an amazing job, again, adapting to that kind of volume. So what we've tried to do is keep a bed or two open, you know, every day for overnight admissions through the ER, or, you know, people that have mental health crises, those kind of things, so that we have some place to put a patient should they need care. We continue to see the challenge of getting people out into ICU bed or critical care beds. And again, it all comes down to staffed beds across the state. You know, people will say, I saw in the news that there are no hospital beds in Minnesota. And that's just not true. There's plenty of hospital beds. There's hospital beds everywhere. They're just not staffed. So their patients aren't being put into them because there's nobody to care for them. So I think that's just maybe a little bit different way to think about it. So, you know, that's my biggest challenge.
Yeah.
We try to run a hospital and clinic is to make sure that we can care for people when they come in. We have a space for them if they need it. But if they need higher level of care, we can get them out and find a place for them. And we're working with hospital leaders across the state and a hospital association and many others to address this. It comes down to mostly workforce.
Yeah. Yep. And then is it still true that the Lakeview Clinic does not actually take COVID patients? Those get sent to Duluth, and you're more dealing with all the other things.
Well, that has shifted. So that early on in the pandemic, our plan within our system was we would take and keep, you know, all the medical patients that would need care. We would transfer COVID patients down to Duluth. And I think that was a good strategy early on. The challenge now is that there's just no way Duluth can care for all of the COVID patients in the region. So we're keeping COVID patients at Lakeview. We're treating them in the medical clinic. We're treating them in the ER. We're treating them in the hospital. The other thing that's kind of unique, I think, in the last probably 7 to 10 days, I'm sure the listeners have heard about monoclonal antibodies as a treatment of COVID. You and I have talked about this before. So we've been giving that for many, many months throughout the pandemic, and it actually is a really good treatment for COVID if you meet the criteria and it's early enough and all that. What we're seeing now is that other hospitals are maxed out, again, probably from workforce challenges. So patients are trying to get in for monoclonal because they have COVID and they want a better outcome. and they're turned away. There just aren't enough people or space to give that antibody treatment. So the state then redirects people to other hospitals that are offering the programs, like Lakeview. So we've had patients come from the Iron Range. We had somebody drive from Mora. We have people coming from Duluth up the shore, again, coming to Lakeview for monoclonal antibodies. And we've been able to meet that demand, but again, it really puts a strain on us because we've got a full hospital, a very busy clinic. We're doing our own community with monoclonal, although not a lot, and then we're doing other communities as well.
Yeah, I can see how once the system gets really packed, then there's going to be quite a delay in unpacking it, because even if cases drop here, then that means we have more space for places elsewhere in the state and vice versa. So you can just see how once it really fills up and is maxed out, then it's just going to take a while for it to go down, almost regardless of how quickly the pandemic moves in any direction. When you look at the death rate and how it has shifted since the beginning of the pandemic, it seems like that too is down relative to the number of COVID cases. And I assume you would attribute that to just all the myriads of things that we've learned about COVID and not necessarily about, it seems like the Delta variant is neither worse nor better than the original, but it's more in just the ways we have learned to treat COVID. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, as we've learned a lot, I think back to the first weeks and months, we knew nothing about this. It was, trying to learn how transmissible it was. We were putting Amazon packages out in the sun when they were delivered. I mean, all of those things you kind of shake your head at now as we look back. But I agree with you. I think there are more therapeutics for treating COVID. But I think the big thing is the vaccination rate. You know, I keep going back to Lake County. We're in the mid-70s, very high vaccination rate as a county across the state and across the country, and it's paying dividends in our medical kind of people with lack of significant medical issues or hospitalizations. What we're seeing across the state, I keep hearing this over and over on my statewide calls, are the counties with low vaccination rates have full hospitals of people with COVID. You know, people 30s, 40s, and 50s are dying from COVID that are unvaccinated, which is really sad. We've just been very, very fortunate here that just hasn't been the case. So, and I continue hearing from hospital CEOs in the Twin Cities and St. Cloud is this has become a pandemic of the unvaccinated. When you look at their critical care beds and their ICU beds, there are a lot of patients in there that are unvaccinated struggling. And I don't know how to get that word out. You know, we're fortunate here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Greg, this has been great. We are now on a biweekly schedule, so I think we're going to talk to you again in 2 weeks. And we'll hopefully be able to get some good news then, too. We'll see. But thank you so much again for your time and commitment, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds great. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Greg Ruberg, CEO of the Lakeview Clinic and Hospital, talking about updates with COVID.